Carol Lacey joins me here, four-time All-Star, the most decorated Donegal All-Star ever. That is a nice ring about it, and Player of the Year for 2012. What an honour, Carol.
Yes, you know, that's really topped it off now tonight. You know, just to get my fourth All-Star and then to be named Player of the Year, it's a fantastic achievement personally, but you know, I suppose you feel sorry for Colm and Frank there as well, who were nominated, and you know, the other nominations for All-Stars as well. Like, just one thing about this year, it was always a team effort, and every single man, you know, put in the same effort as the other person. And you know, it's unfortunate there has to be, there's winners and there's losers, yeah. And there's a few boys have lost out, and you know, and that's the way it goes. And but you know, I suppose I like to, you know, take this Player of the Year on behalf of every man on the team, you know, from starting 15 down to the subs. Like, every man's putting the same effort as I have, and you know, it doesn't make me anybody different than any rest of them, and that's, I just like to dedicate that to all the boys tonight. Yeah.
It's your fourth All-Star, as I say. Would it be fair to suggest there's even more special ring about it tonight, because you've got seven of your teammates shoulder to shoulder with you there?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's something different about tonight. You know, since we arrived here this evening, you know, have the lads here, and you know, there's good Donegal crew, and we're going to enjoy tonight. And as I say, you know, there's eight of us Scotland tonight, and a few lads lost out, and you know, I hope them boys can enjoy their night as well, because they deserve it as well.
Yeah. Spoke to you in the Burlington, I remember you were very pragmatic about the whole thing, saying about how you sat in the dressing room looking at the floor trying to take it all in, and how surreal it felt. Carol, you know, having been involved for so long, and I suggested to you, you'd experienced as many bad days as good days, and you know, they don't get much better than being here tonight.
Definitely not. You know, this is why you train so hard, and that's why you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to do your 1 hour, 2 hour sessions in the gym, and you know, you go to work, and then you head training for another 2 or 3 hours, and yeah. You know, -2 degrees in Castlefin on a winter's Monday night, but you know, that's, you know, you take that gamble, and hopefully you can reach that goal that you hope to get to, and you know, that goal's an All Ireland medal, and finally this year we got to it, and you know, it's a great achievement, and you know, we know how good success feels now in the county, and to get to have 2 Ulsters and All Ireland medal now, that there's a real hunger there. It's, you know, this boys want this every year, and
yeah,
you know, we're gonna obviously enjoy the celebrations, enjoy the time together, enjoy our holiday away, and no doubt, you know, Jim's going to take us back in January time, and you know, we'll definitely be pushing hard again next year.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the reaction of Donegal people since it happened, Carol, that night coming back to Donegal town, and you know, for someone like yourself who was born into football, it means so much to everybody that when the Donegal senior team were successful.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. Like, we didn't expect half the reception we got in the county. We had 43 stops, I think, in the week, and you know, every single town we went to, there was people coming out in their hundreds, and you know, wee towns like Carrick down in Glen there, and Clonmany up in Neshone, like, yeah. These wee towns you never even think of, you know, just to see the people coming out and grown men hugging you and, you know, congratulating you and tears in their eyes, you know, it really hit home, like, what it means to the county, and it's been a special couple of weeks, and as I say, we want to bring this, hopefully keep Sam in the county for another while.
That's the challenge for next year, isn't it? Expectations already very high.
Yeah, people are chatting about next year already. You know, the draw was made like 2 weeks after the final, and we have a tough draw against Tyrone, and you know, people, as you say, expectations. People just want to see you doing well, and
yeah.
You know, I think they know now that there's talent there in Donegal, and you know, we can do it again. So there's a bit of pressure on us, but you know, we'll take that as a good thing. And as I say, Jim will regroup, and you know, we'll chat about things. And you know, there's definitely one or two things we can definitely work on and improve us again for next year. And I know, you know, there's going to be teams going to meet us, and you know, we'll just take it one step at a time again.
Well, I take this opportunity on behalf of everybody in Donegal listening to us, Carol, to congratulate you on your All-Star with your other 8 colleagues, but also on being our Player of the Year for 2012. It's a great honour.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks a lot.